The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet." And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
To radio's most challenging hour, the Word of Prophecy Broadcast. And I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to a true old-fashioned message straight from the scriptures of your Holy Bible with true prophetic revelations from the Holy Ghost. And I call your attention to this profound truth that if you haven't heard this true, no-nonsense gospel broadcast before, you'll recognize very quickly that this is not a typical religious radio talk show, and I pray the Lord will give you ears to hear this true prophetic message right out of your Holy Bible, sent in Holy Ghost anointing. We begin today in Jeremiah 2, verse 19. God says to the church of old, "Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. All right, we see here that God rejected the church of old, that's the church of the Old Testament, because they didn't fear him. And today we have preachers saying not to fear God. And if they do declare you should, it only means reverence. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you reverence your mother and dad, you respect them, you respect the elders, you respect ladies, and tip your hat and open the door for them, and you respect the flag of our nation, you respect the president, and you respect the Bible, and you respect the house of God and a man of God and so forth. But God is different than that, and it does mean fear. The psalmist David said in Psalm 119, verse 120, he said, "My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of your judgments." Well, there's one scripture even greater than that, and that's in Proverbs 16 and 6. It declares, "By mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and it's by the fear of the Lord that men depart from evil." Well, sometimes we wonder what the fear of the Lord really consists of. I want to give you the definition out of your Holy Bible. It's found in Proverbs, the 8th chapter, and verse 13. And it declares, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil." The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. In other words, when you got the fear of the Lord in you, you'll hate the same things that God hates and Christ hates, and that is iniquity, sin, and rebellion. Well, we've got to recognize the fact today that many of the societies and many of the empires and great nations of the past have been destroyed by inner decadence and moral perverseness, by their excessive sinfulness, as Sodom and Gomorrah and the old world of Noah. And Israel, of course, is a classic example because we have more history about their provocations that brought the judgments of God upon them. And as I read to you the scripture here from Jeremiah 2 and verse 19, God said, "Your own wickedness will correct you, and your backsliding shall reprove thee." I want you to see, God says, and know that it's an evil thing and bitter that you've forsaken the Lord thy God, and my fear is not in thee. You don't have the fear of God in thee. Remember now, Proverbs 16 and 6, it's by mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and it's by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. You want to quit sinning? Then get the fear of God in you, And don't let a preacher say it's just respect. That will not do the job. Don't fall victim to the judgments of God like the ancient empires and great nations of the past have done, as Israel and Babylon and Rome and Egypt. In the days of Noah and Sodom and Gomorrah, these were all victims of their inner moral decay and their depravity. And what was it? What was their decadence and depravity consisted of? Okay, it was immorality, homosexuality, drunkenness, gluttony, abortions, violence, marriage and divorce, disobedience to parents, no natural affection. They were liars, and they were deadbeats, much like the people of our society today. Now, if you want to quit your sinning, you want to give up that smoking and drinking and cursing and gambling and lying and your immorality and your dope addiction and your cheating and so forth, then fear God. Praise God. Whenever we get right with the Lord puts His fear in us. Yes, He does. The fear of God is in us. If you read one little scripture in 2 Peter 2, and he makes a statement, it just says, fear God. Fear God. Did the early church fear God? Yes, the early church feared God. And they're the epitomization of the character of a church that we ourselves must liken ourselves to, and we must adapt the ways and means of which they serve God and they please God in their day. And here's the main scripture of the epitomization of that church found in Acts 9:31. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, were multiplied. And then there's a great scripture, and you know the New Testament is just full, just filled with scriptures and references to the fear of God. And many people don't seem to be able to find them. In the last two verses of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, if you have your Holy Bible, you might take a look. The last two verses, 28 and 29 of Hebrews 12. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Sure, you're to have reverence and respect for God, but to serve Him acceptably, you must do it with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. See, that makes the differentiation between what preachers say is just respect to reverence. It said reverence and godly fear. And ladies and gentlemen, Romans 3, verses 3 and 4 said, what if some does not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true and every man a liar, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged. Well, I want to make this statement with overwhelming scriptural evidence to you again, that no woman, man, boy, girl, or any preacher can live a truly godly life without the fear of God. Now, this is an enigma to the carnal Christian, but enigmatic or not, a person cannot live a holy, sanctified life who does not fear God greatly. Here's one of the classic examples, 1 Kings 18 and 3. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. The psalmist David cried out in Psalm 119, verse 63, I'm a companion of all them that fear thee. Praise God. I am too, ladies and gentlemen, my companions. The ones that I want to go out and eat with, or go fishing with, or fellowship with, are those that fear the Lord. Well, I'm afraid to have companions among Christians or preachers who do not fear God, and you should be also. Oh, Lord, we need to remember the words, too, of Moses, that he told the people of Israel, that old church that Moses led out of Egypt in Exodus, the 20th chapter and verse 20. Here's what he said from God, fear not. For God has come to prove you, and that His fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. See, it's the fear of God that will keep you from sinning. And Moses was saying to the people, don't be afraid of the mountain that's on fire there, as they were before the mountain of God that was smoking, and there's where God gave the law to Moses. Don't be afraid of that fire. Be afraid of God. And the strongest of all human emotions is fear. Fear. Well, we have a great classic example in one of the patriarchs of the old Bible, a forefather of our faith, and that is Noah. And I tell you, Noah was a great man with God, and he let fear dominate his life. And the Bible tells us it's in Hebrews 11 and verse 7. Of course, you read the account in Genesis, the 6th and 7th chapters about the great flood and about Noah's preparation. But then the Apostle Paul comes along in the New Testament in Hebrews 11 and verse 7. He said, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. And he prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Oh, help us to fear the Lord and keep his commandments. For that's the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And God, oh, you hear this, perfect love casteth out fear. Oh, yeah, that is found in the Bible, by the way. Perfect love casteth out fear, for fear hath torment. 1 John 4:18. But he's not talking about the fear of God. He's talking about irrational fear, the phobias of fear, the fear of cancers and death and the devil and such like. And the Bible teaches to fear God, but don't fear these irrational fears. For the Scripture says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Don't be afraid of the devil. Don't be afraid of storms. Don't be afraid of failure. My Lord, we need to be afraid. We need to fear God and keep his commandments. Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13 and 14. For God will bring every secret work into judgment. With every secret sin we commit, we'll be judged by it. Proverbs 1 and 7 said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My Lord, help us to keep your fear in us, that we will depart from evil and keep your commandments. When we stand before God, we will stand there uncondemned, because it's the fear of God that keeps us in that straight and narrow way and delivers us from an evil heart and an evil path that will lead us squarely into your consuming judgments. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to deal with every heart in the congregation today, and those that we mail out cassettes and videos and our literature too, Lord, as they read in the magazine. Must Christians fear God? The resounding answer is yes, indeed. We must fear God to be able to keep his commandments and to give up our evil ways. I pray the Holy Ghost would deal with every heart today, and you'll put the fear of God in everyone listening, that they truly can live a holy life. They can quit their sinning and turn to you with all of their hearts and keep your commandments, because that's God's way for his own people. Help us, Lord, to be your people and turn away from our follies through the fear of God. We ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle, and like Noah of old, I move with fear to prepare an ark for the saving of my house, and I pray that you will too. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida 32207. Ladies and gentlemen, most people today magnify God's law above God's love above his law. We can't do that. We've got to keep God's word and commandments. If you want these messages, we'd like to mail them to you on video and audio cassette or in the printed form. Also, we'll mail you our monthly magazine without cost or obligation. And if you write me this week and include an offering and ask for a video or audio of any message by any title, we'll mail it to you postpaid immediately upon your request. I hope you will share a fellowship offering with us this month sometime. Write me to Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida 32207. And until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion, is my prayer for every one of you.